So finding a comfortable position, lying down on your back or your side if you prefer to not lie on your back. And just spend a little bit of time bringing your body into the most comfortable position. If the lower back feels uncomfortable, you might want to bring your knees into your chest momentarily. And just circle the knees around, easing out the lower back. And then when the back feels comfortable, you can just drop your feet back down onto the ground. And then extend the legs all the way out, away from you. Roll your thighs inwards and outwards a few times to release any tension in your hips. And then let go of your legs. Let them completely drop out to the sides. Draw your shoulder blades into the back of your body. And just allow your upper arms to roll outwards enough so that the back of your hands connect down into the ground. Release your neck, maybe even rolling your head from side to side. And then allow your head to come back to the center. Be aware of the sensation of stillness. Notice how that stillness feels in your body. Let your attention move now to your breath. And just become aware of every breath you take. Let the breath find its own steady rhythm with no effort required. The body breathing quietly by itself. Develop a sense of softness in your physical body. Allow both of your legs to feel heavy. Allow both of your legs to feel soft. Let all the muscles in your legs become relaxed. And just feel as if the legs are gently easing themselves away from your pelvis. Then move your awareness into your arms. Let both of your arms feel heavy. Let both of your arms feel soft. Let all the muscles in your arms be completely relaxed. And just feel as if the arms are gently sliding away from the shoulder sockets. Bring your awareness into your back. Let the whole of your back feel heavy. Let the whole of your back feel soft. And feel as if all the muscles in your back are completely relaxed. Move your awareness to your belly and your chest. Let them feel spacious. Let them feel soft. Let all the muscles in your belly and your chest feel completely relaxed. Move your awareness to your head. Let your head feel heavy. Let your scalp feel soft. And then release all the muscles in your face. Feel as if your head is very gently easing away from the neck, creating a little bit of space. Move your awareness now into the energetic body. So this is the more subtle element of your physical structure. The energetic body is made up of all the molecules and atoms, the vibrations particularly that they create. The energy body is light and subtle and extends beyond the physical boundaries of the skin. And housed within this energy body are seven centers, plexuses, junctions where this mass of energy, prana shakti, comes together and converges. These seven energy centers are known as chakras or wheels. We're going to work through each of these centers. The first of these is situated at the base of the tailbone. Known as the root chakra or Muladhara. Bring your attention into this space. This energy center resonates to the color red. So with your awareness at the base of the tailbone, visualizing a deep red rose. Notice the detail on the petals of the rose. Feel the resonance of this deep red color, connecting you to the earth, creating a grounding force. Let the image of the rose dissolve. Notice if you feel any energetic pulsing, or if a red glow remains. And then moving your awareness up into the center of your pelvic bowl. And here we have the sacral chakra, Svadhisthana, relating to our sense of ourself. This is where the first inklings of ourself as a separate entity, as an individual being, are born into fruition. It's also known as the creative center. And this chakra resonates to the bright orange color. So imagining a beautiful sunset. Visualizing the bright golden sun gently dipping away, sending the sky bright orange. Feeling that resonance deep into the lower belly. The center of your pelvis. And then let the image of the sunset gently fade away. Notice if you are left with any pulsing or sensation, or if the color orange remains. And then move your awareness up into the navel. Manipura chakra, known also as the fire center. This is our personal energy store, where we have our drive and our motivation and all the energy we need to move forward in life. And this chakra resonates to the color yellow. So visualizing a bright yellow sunflower. The petals on the flower opening into a beautiful bright yellow sphere. And the sunflower following the line of the sun as it moves across the sky. And then letting the image of the sunflower dissolve. Notice if any sensations remain around the navel. Or maybe the color yellow remains. And then moving your awareness up into the center of your chest, the heart space. Anahata. This is our energy center for compassion, for unconditional love. And the center resonates to a deep emerald green. Visualize a vast meadow in early spring. An endless swathe of emerald green spreading out in front of you. The heart center also resonates with the element of air. So feeling the spaciousness of the air as you visualize this big green open space. Gently let the image dissolve. Notice what remains in the heart space. Any sensations, or maybe the color green remains. And then moving your awareness up into the neck, into the throat center, Vishuddhi chakra. A And the throat center is also known as our communication center. And this resonates to the color sky blue. Visualize a wide open sky, very much like the ones that we have been having recently. So beautiful, clear, bright blue sky stretching endlessly overhead. And then slowly letting that image dissolve. Notice what remains at the throat center. Any sensations? The remnants of the color blue. And then moving your awareness up to the space between the eyebrows, the third eye center, Ajna Chakra. And this energy center is our center for our intuition, our deeper wisdom, higher states of understanding and knowing. Ajna Chakra resonates to the color of deep indigo. So bring into your imagination the deep indigo of the night sky. See the stars twinkling, and then the deep velvety indigo behind the shimmering stars. And then let that image dissolve. Notice any sensations in your third eye center, Ajna Chakra. And then finally, moving your awareness up to the crown of the head. Sahasrara, the crown chakra, which is our connection to the divine source, into the cosmos, universal energy, God, whoever or whatever is your higher source of connection. And this energy center is often known as the thousand-petaled lotus. So bring into your imagination a lotus flower. The lotus representing the journey that we take from the roots of the flower deep down in the mud and the silt, the stem growing gracefully through the water until the lotus flower opens out and shines its beauty into the world. See the many shining colours, white, little tinges of pink and purple in there as well. And then letting the image of the lotus flower dissolve. And just maintaining your awareness in the crown center, Sahasrara, the thousand-petaled lotus. Being aware of any sensations here. Visualize each and every one of those centers shining, shimmering like pearls on a string. And move your awareness slowly back down each of those centers until the awareness comes back down to the root. And then let go of all the images that you have of these energy centers. And bring your awareness back into the sensation of your physical body. Become aware of the sensation of the ground beneath your body. Be aware of the clothes against your skin. Be aware of the sounds that you can hear. And then turn your attention to your breath. Start to invite a more conscious breath into your body. And then take a long, deep breath in. And sigh the breath out. Start to slowly externalize your awareness. Bring a little bit of movement into your toes and into your fingers. Moving into your ankles and your wrists. And then reach the arms all the way behind you. Take a big stretch through the whole of your body. And hugging the knees up into your chest. Circle the knees around. And in your own time, rolling over onto your right side. Stay on your side as long as you wish. And when you feel ready, gently bring yourself back up into a seated position. This guided visualization is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat.